Somebody read. The podcast you're listening to is a ministry of Because Family. Visit becausefamily.org to learn how our ministry inspires parents to be the first influence in the lives of their children. There you can also learn about our book, What's in Your Pocket? A Parent's Guide to Protecting Your Children Online. Thanks for listening, and don't forget to visit us at becausefamily.org. And I was in trouble. Hello there. Welcome to the Because Family Adventure Podcast. First episode of our daily episode series in the month of August. We're going to be doing six episodes a day. Or no, not a day. That's crazy. We're going to be doing six episodes every single week. It's going to be crazy. It's going to be good. It's going to be fun. And you're going to like it. Today, you're listening to me record while I am sitting in my car. I just did some work at a little at Panera. And I'm going to be driving home while I talk to you about, I'm going to be sitting at home as I, or sitting in the car talking to you about this whole idea behind podcasting every day, the whole idea behind Because Family, behind Because Family's podcast, behind everything we're doing. I just wanted to start off this series this month with information that would just kind of give you a the original take on what our ministry is all about. And so as I take off my headphones here, because that doesn't look good when I'm driving down the road with the big old headphones on, but as I take my headphones off and I explain the ministry, I'm going to start by just telling you the story of how we, why we started Because Family. Here's me, Michael Prince is me. I'm your host. Hello, how are you doing? My wife, Melinda, will be joining me on future episodes, but I wanted this one to just be an explanation, and so there's no need for her to use her time for this. She has family in town stuff. So I wanted to explain it. So here's what it is. Here's what it is. In 2010, I was a youth pastor in Branson, Missouri, and I received the some information and some questions from parents about some stuff their kids were into and things they were doing. And so what I did was I did some research and I talked to them about those things, and I kind of explained, hey, your kids are into these, I think it was music, some music stuff. And so I had some conversations with these parents about this stuff, and they were just very thrilled that I did the work to learn some stuff about what their kids are into and then shared it with them. And around that same time, I met somebody who was doing podcasting, and he was doing a show, a fun, really great, entertaining show about ministering, or not ministering, golly, driving and doing this is difficult. He was doing a show about stories, just funny life stories that people had, and he had guests coming on, and I just thought it was amazing, the community he'd built and the way he was reaching people. And so I turned this concept of helping parents understand their kids' culture, I turned it into a podcast, and it became known, it was called TMI, Too Much Information. My cousin and I did that show. The show's no longer available online anywhere, really. I have like 10 episodes that I rescued from a destroyed hard drive, but unfortunately, that's all that's left. But we did that show for a while. We did 52 episodes where we talked about everything from music to movies and all kinds of stuff. Well, that became something that became dear to my heart. And so my ministry idea shifted from just ministering to teenagers to ministering to their parents so that they could then be who they needed to be in their teenagers' lives. Because I saw as a youth pastor so many young people grow up in the church but not have real discipleship day to day in their life from their parents, and I saw the detriment that was to their development in their relationship with God. And so I made the decision that this was going to be something that was a major part of our ministry. So we started doing parent nights, we started doing newsletters for parents and meetings for parents before every event, and annual calendars, and all these ways we tried to reach out to families to be better at empowering them to raise their kids for God. And so that then, at one point, went from how we did youth ministry to my wife and I deciding that that's what God wanted us to do as ministers, as a whole, completely. And so we stepped down from our church in 2013. In late 2013, we stepped down from our church role and we became missionaries with the Assemblies of God and started traveling and just working to inspire parents to be the first influence in the lives of their children. We started as a ministry called 4-Point Families, and it was based on Deuteronomy 11, 18, and 19, where it tells you to disciple your children when you rise up in the morning, when you lay down at night, when you walk along the road, and when you sit at home. So that's 4 points of 4-Point Family, or home, away, night, and day. And that was 4-Point Families. It was too hard to explain. And so we really felt this call to this idea of because family, this hashtag because family would be a good just definition for our ministry. And so we just named it Because Family. And so that's why it's becausefamily.org and hashtag Because Family, and all our accounts are Because Family now. But you might see 4-Point Families on some stuff because accounts that don't let you change your username won't, I can't get rid of 4-Point Families. So that is where the ministry came from. So in the past, I guess it's August now, 2013. So in the past 3 years, we've been to over 40 churches probably. We have ministered in them, or we have at least met pastors there and explained our ministry to them. I've spoken to a few thousand people about this and done seminars for over a couple thousand people. I have done, you know, I've spoken on Sunday mornings to hundreds of people. We've raised hundreds of dollars for this ministry and to help us continue. We've bought a motorhome. We did that last summer. We bought our RV and we've sold our house first. Then we bought the motorhome and we now can travel anywhere. We're headed to New York next week. And we just got back from Colorado and Florida and California. And so we're able to go and do this ministry anywhere the need is, because we have this RV that allows us to just travel the country and do that. So we are excited to do that. Now, what about this podcast? What about the desire to keep podcasting? Well, first of all, I enjoy it. I really love podcasting. I really love sitting, well, I love talking and I love imagining somebody's listening to me and looking at the statistics and seeing that several people have been listening, and it's not hundreds of people yet. I truly believe that if you'll share this, if you'll subscribe on iTunes, if you'll do all that, then we'll have more and more people start listening to the show, and that would just be amazing. But I think that I love podcasting, and it's where this whole thing started. But before I get really, really deep into that, I want to just play real quick a little ad for Patreon to talk to you about how you can support this podcast. And so instead of just going on and on about it, I recorded something to be able to make it short and sweet. So here's that. I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, boy, I like this podcast. I wish there was something I could do to give back. Well, there is. Patreon.com/becausefamily. That's where you can go to learn how to give monthly. We'll mention your name on the podcast. We'll talk about you. There's even some other rewards, including copies of our book and things like that. So visit patreon.com/becausefamily. Sign up to give 5, 10, 25, whatever dollars you can. Thanks for considering that. And thanks for listening to the Because Family podcast. And thank you very much for listening to that. And please, if you help us out, that would be just so awesome to give monthly. We'll talk about your name. I want to mention Kevin Hagen. He's currently our sole Patreon supporter. We have other missions backers, but he's our sole podcast supporter. And he gives monthly to help us do what we do here and reach out to you with this otherwise free resource for parents. And so, So podcasting, that's it right there. I just said free resource for parents. Something that I saw as a minister to families in the church was that there's a lot of things out there for families or for parents for discipleship, for growth, for spiritual growth, for bringing them together. But a lot of these things cost a lot of money, or they cost churches a lot of money, or they're subscription things or something like that. And so, though I have to feed my family and I don't have a job other than this, I still want to be able to provide whatever free information I can. So when I do a seminar, I gotta get offerings when I go do seminars. When I go speak at a church, we need honorariums or offerings. That has to, unfortunately, my kids just want to eat every day. Every single day, they think they need to eat something and I don't get it. I'm just kidding. But, so I have to do that. But there are things I can do that can help parents. I can evaluate some things that are up to date every day or every week and talk about those on a podcast. And it's a free resource for parents to download and just listen to as they drive to work, or listen to while they're exercising, or before they go to bed, or when they have some time and maybe they don't watch a show on Netflix. Instead, they listen to something that's going to help strengthen their parenting skills, or help them better understand what their kids are into. And so that's why we do a podcast. That's also why we have a YouTube channel, because the YouTube channel is another free thing. When we upload a video, you can be inspired. So you'll see, and I've been posting a lot of our videos on our Facebook page. Also, if you search Because Family, all one word, on YouTube or Facebook, you'll find us there. But I've been posting videos that are just little 3-minute reminders of your role in your kid's life, and inspiration that we received, that, God really kind of used this thing we did or saw to give us this inspiration on how we can be better parents. And so I try to pass that along to you as it happens. But so that's free resource, and that's why we do podcasting. The reason we wanted to do one every day for the month of August is because, number one, I need to get better at producing consistent content. I'm what you call streaky. I get to a point where I want to do something, and so I go, 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 and then if it's not giving me the results I thought it would or I wanted, I slow way down real quick. And so I've been inspired by my wife and by other people in my life and by people who I respect that I don't really know personally, but I follow what they do. I've been inspired to just go hard or go home. Create content every single day, except for a Sunday when I can just not worry about it because of church and family time. But create content every single day. Even if I have to do it while I'm driving down the road and you have to listen to the engine noise in my car. Create content. Just put stuff out there for people. So the first off is just to challenge myself and to get me doing stuff. The second reason is because the more of these things I can put out there, it's more resources that somebody can get a hold of at some point and can possibly help them. You know, if I say something like, God has called you to live like Christ in front of your children every single day, which I teach that and I truly believe it. If I say something like that on a podcast episode today and I upload it today, and in 2 years this podcast is still available and somebody's listening to episodes and it ministers to them, even though I may only have 15 to 40 people download this episode today, I impacted that person in 3 years because this stuff's on the internet and so it stays there. And so I just need to put content out, because that's what we do. We minister to people, and the more ways we can minister, the better. And so that's the other reason we're doing this. And finally, the third reason is because it is really good for you. And there's a lot going on this month. August is a busy month for movies, it's a big, busy month for music, it's a busy month for video games, it's a busy month for back to school, the summer ending. And so it's a good time to have a lot of stuff to talk about to help you better navigate raising your kids in this culture we live in. And so that's why we're doing this podcast 6 days a week. Today is day one. It's Monday, August 1st. We're going to be, you know, you're going to be listening to this probably 20-minute podcast, and then tomorrow we're going to talk about more stuff. But I just wanted to break down the history of our ministry, what it's all about. That sounds like I'm trying to, like a turn of phrase, the history of our ministry. But we're trying to, I wanted to just break down what this ministry is, what we're doing, and how we do ministry to families. I will say, to finish up, I'll just explain real quickly what a seminar looks like when we come in. If you've got a path, if you go to a church or you are a pastor in a church and you're wondering if this would be something that would be good for you, let me explain what it looks like. See, first of all, it can adapt to anything your church needs. So schedule wise, my best results have been Sunday morning, Sunday night, and then Monday night. Because, just attendance results, because that Sunday morning gives me an opportunity to really just inspire people that they need to stick around. And it's the most, they're already going to be there. They're already coming to church on Sunday morning. So if I come in and I share my opening message and I tell them, this is why you need to be back tonight and tomorrow night, we have good response from that. So that's my best results. But we could do whatever. I've done Friday night and then Saturday morning, two sessions. I've done, you know, I've got one scheduled that's next week or next in a couple weeks in New York. That is Wednesday, Friday, and Sunday. So, you know, it's all going to be whatever your church is used to doing, whatever your service schedule looks like. And then I can also just come in and minister. But here, at any point, I've done Sunday school classes and just shared to youth or shared to adults. I've just come in and done youth nights. I've come in on Wednesday nights and done a talk that I usually do for youth, but for the whole congregation, and they brought the youth in. It's whatever. But what I typically do is three sessions. The first session is called The Power of Influence, and it's all about influence in our kids' lives. It's about how the culture influences us and how we as parents need to take our influence and look at it like a resource that can be depleted and use it properly. The second session is called our culture and our enemy. And it talks about how our enemy Satan has a plan for our lives that is basically just to separate us from God, and how he wants to do that with our children, and how he's worked his schemes out in our culture to where our children fall for these schemes so easily. And so I highlight what our media looks like. That's what I spend a lot of time talking about, the nuts and bolts of the culture your kids are growing up in. The third session is called Have a Strategy. This is when I break down the principles, the scientific and biblical principles behind why we need to come at parenting with a plan. We can't come at parenting reactionary to where we're always responding to what our kids do instead of knowing what we're going to do if they make this wrong decision. And so that's what a seminar looks like. And so it can break up to any way, you know, schedule, but I come in for 40 minutes to 50 minutes, and I share one, you know, each session, and I share those things, and I use humor, and I use stories of my life in ministry and my life growing up, and talk about this stuff, and use a lot of imagery on the screens to talk about it and help people gather. And I always end every session with questions to help you wrap your mind around what was taught and continue to think as you go out of the seminar. And so by the end of the seminar, you'll have 10 questions you can ask yourself every now and then to help you remember what you learned while you were at the seminar. And so that's what we do when I come into places, and we always have our book there to sell. We have recommended resources that we can share with people, and I'm always able and willing and love to just talk with parents after I speak. And I've done a lot of, you know, not technically professional counseling, but pastoral style counseling, standing at a table by, you know, while volunteers or my wife or whoever's selling books, I'm standing there saying, hey, here's that situation you're talking about. Here's what I would do. Here's what scripture tells us about that. Here's what that video game's really like, because I've seen a lot of that kind of stuff and played it or whatever. And so I'm able to do that. And so it's just a person there. And what's really great is if your church is the type of church that is heavy on ministering to families, not just kids and youth and parents, but families as a whole. If that's something your church really does or does well or wants to do well, us coming in is a good way to really encourage and strengthen that, and to really, especially to launch your church into that focus. And so, yeah, that's what a Because Family seminar looks like. And you can go to becausefamily.org or kmichaelprince.com and learn all about all that stuff. We even have press kits with things you can download. I have sample teaching videos available at becausefamily.org/pastors. And so you can look at all that stuff and see what it looks like when we come in. I don't want to surprise anybody. I want you to know exactly what you're getting into when you have us come. And we do that kind of stuff for love offerings right now. I have a fee schedule for if somebody asks, but usually we do it for love offerings and for maybe some gas money as well to help us get that RV wherever you are. So thank you guys for listening to this podcast. Please go to iTunes and subscribe. Support us on Patreon. And don't forget that we're going to be doing this every single day. And so as you listen to these, share an episode that you like with some people and share this podcast with somebody who doesn't know about it. And we can just increase the number of people who are listening to this, increase the number of people who are being blessed by this resource. And that would be just so awesome. Thank you again for listening. God bless you. We'll see you next time tomorrow on the Because Family Adventure Podcast.